friends. Welcome to the Choose Happy Podcast. I'm your host, Nazi Javid, with my very special sidekick guest.
Your husband, Eddie. The elusive Eddie.
The elusive Eddie. Oh, I like that one. My husband, Edward Wilson. And today we are here to tell you our 9 habits for a healthy relationship. All right, here we go. Numero uno. Listen, if you've been thinking, like, what do I need to do to have, like, a normal, healthy, happy relationship, we have the lowdown for you today, my friends. I don't know if we would say normal relationship. We have a very healthy, happy relationship.
Healthy, happy, yes.
Normal's overrated. So I think our first habit for a healthy, happy relationship would be...
transparency?
Yeah. Communication.
Yeah, communication. Communication is the top. That's the
transparency
topic.
And
transparency
communication.
But being open to that right away, because you don't want that to be something that comes up later on. I think that you kind of have to lay that out.
Yeah, that was something that really worked for me when I first met you. You were like overly transparent, and I had never experienced that before. You know, there's always something, little nuggets that people keep because they're like afraid of judgment or whatever. You were not. You were very transparent, and which was so attractive to me, A, and then B, it made me feel comfortable being entirely transparent. Mm-hmm. And so we just had, you know, all in truth, transparency, and the good, the bad, the ugly right from the beginning, which I think was a really set us up with a really good foundation. So number one, communication. Transparency is everything. I recommend that you over communicate with your partner. I consistently tell this to my husband.
I know.
Because like there are little things that like, especially right now because we're living remotely from each other, where like we don't see each other as much. And so over communication is important. I think for any relationship, you know, maybe you don't live with the person that you're dating, or maybe you are married to somebody, but you both are busy and you have different work schedules and you're running, you know, you see each other in passing. And it can be difficult if you leave out little nuggets of information. So over communicate. It's the same thing that you would want at work with people that you work with. You know, over communicate on what you want, what you need. For me, that is super helpful. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. That's something that I feel like I'm constantly working on. But I think that I do and then need to do better. But it's an important part, because knowing, especially that we're living apart, I mean, keeping each other in the loop on stuff, whether it's financial, work schedules, whatever it might be, I think that's really important, because you have to be on the same page with the kids, with everything, and the comings and goings, you know, and when I'm going to come over here, when you're going to come to us, and Humboldt, and so, yeah, certainly, yeah.
Yeah, over-communicate, work schedules, family commitments, things happening with the kids if you have them. And also non-verbal communication, I think, is really important. And this all falls under number one of communication. Like, pay attention to what is bothersome to your partner. That's one thing I really appreciate about my husband, is that, like, he knows. This guy knows if I'm, like, upset, happy, mad, sad, or whatever. Like, he can read my energy, my face, like, my mood, and he, like, addresses it, you know? And I have, you know, been in, you know, relationships in the past where, you know, there's the nonverbal communication and the cues are, like, people just don't pick up on the cues, you know? Like, and you're really good at that. So I think...
I try to be. I try to attention. Recognize when something's
Yeah,
not
and
right.
I do too. And I think we don't really have a lot to do that no, a lot because no. We communicate really well. But nonverbal communication is important. Pay attention to what's going on with your partner. Look for the signs and expressions of what they're going through. And it really leads to a healthy relationship. Like, we have never had an argument. Like, we haven't argued once, ever.
No arguing.
And, you know, because we're good at communicating with each other and we maintain, you know, being on the same page. So that's number one, the first healthy habit for a good, healthy relationship, communication. Number two, Wilson.
Intimacy. Yes,
intimacy.
Yes, intimacy is important.
Intimacy is so important. And I'm not just talking about physical, but emotional. Emotional right. And physical intimacy. Know what that person cares about. Eddie is so good at doing thoughtful things for me. Like, he knows what I'm going through. Like, if I do something great or I have an accomplishment, he sends me flowers. If I know that he's having a rough day at work, or he saw something really awful, or he's, you know, going through a rough time, like, I leave him little notes of motivators throughout the home, or like, I'll make him a meal, or like, you know, send him to work with some snacks to get him through the day, like little tiny gestures that just show that your partner that you care about them and that you're thinking of them, I think really builds on that emotional intimacy. And like, we have a little jar at home. It's mm-hmm. called the gratitude jar. And we leave each other little notes on like what we're thankful for about each other. And I think the gratitude really helps build mm-hmm. on a healthy relationship.
Definitely. I think it's important to have the discussions, to be able to talk about stuff, and like the intimacy being your discussion too, because you usually tell your spouse or significant other, you know, every secret. They should know just about everything about you, it seems like that, and know how you're feeling and when things are not right or things are good. And I think it's like that conversation, that intimacy goes far beyond the physical part of it.
Yes, but the physical part's great too. Physical part's great too. Yeah, just leave that at that. Spend time together. Don't underestimate the power of touch. Plan it in. And that brings me to number three, the third habit for a healthy relationship, and it is?
Schedule everything.
You know, listen, you got to make time for each other. Like, we get it. We have four kids. Like, he has a really demanding job as a police sergeant. He's currently on graveyards right now. I have like a sort of graveyard schedule too. I anchor the morning news, and we are, in addition to having crazy hours and lots of family members, we both are living remotely 3 hours apart. So where when we were living together, we kind of, you know, we're able to split things up and divvy things up and make stuff happen. But now it's a lot more difficult. And so we schedule everything and we plan everything in advance and we look at the calendar, you know, months in advance and plan like, okay, what weekends am I going to see you? What weekend can you get off work? And what weekends do we have, you know, the kids and what do they have going on? Planning and scheduling and making commitments along the way. Like I live by my calendar and my phone,
right.
And I sync it to my calendar at work. I have personal calendar, work calendar at my Outlook. I check it every day before the next day to find out, okay, what do I have going on tomorrow? And then you look at a month in advance and really planning, you know, I always say this to my employees too, like my staff, like the five P's, you know, proper planning prevents poor performance. That goes at work and it also goes at home.
That's true. Definitely.
So schedule everything, make time for each other, schedule date nights, just like you would schedule a work lunch or, you know, other commitments for your children. Schedule in that time. It is so important. Put your relationship up there with all other commitments that you have. Prioritize it. Schedule weekends away.
You have to work at it. That's the one thing I've learned in life is working at it is so important. You have to constantly be maintaining it, I think, and which makes it just that much better. I think the fact that we have communication every day, the fact that we see each other regularly, even living apart, and the communication, I think all of that is the maintenance, and then we take that time away.
Yeah, and like, look, you have to make things work for whatever your circumstances are. Like in our case, you know, when I was at home, we would divvy up like, okay, you know, I would go, you know, he would be working, I would go get groceries, or I would get the groceries, he would cook, or whatever it is, you know, and don't be afraid also to hire help. Like we do, we need it. Like it's difficult, especially now that we're living further apart. But like now that we're apart, I'll like Instacart groceries for the kids, you know, little things like that to help him because he's carrying a heavier part of the load right now with me being in remote work. So you just have to divvy up those responsibilities, and I feel like it really works, at least for us, as a habit for a healthy relationship.
Definitely works for us.
So that was number three, schedule everything. Number four.
Compromise.
Work to meet in the middle.
I think that's why we don't argue about anything. Things like that or anything. On that note, I mean, it's being able to compromise, being able to see when compromise is necessary and understanding it and both equally doing it. We both have made compromises in our life and work and stuff like that, and to deal with our changing circumstances, whether it be living apart or kids getting older, housing, all of it. We've done that. I think that's very important.
I completely agree with you. I feel like I don't even like the word compromise because, right, I feel like it carries such a negative connotation. Be like, oh, I have to compromise. Like, oh my God. I find it to be a really considerate, thoughtful gesture. Mm-hmm. I think compromise is a sign of showing your affection for that other person. Like, I love you, and so I'm doing this for you, which is in turn for us. You know, it's not that you're being completely selfless. I might be doing something that I don't like to do, you know, for the sake of you, but in turn that benefits me because it benefits our relationship. Right. So compromise is for everybody. And I think a tenet of compromise for me is to not be a right fighter.
Right.
You and I are not right fighters. Like, I don't have to be right all the time. You don't have to be right all the time. He's laughing because I am right all the time. I happen to be very lucky that I have a husband that really is like the antithesis of, we don't argue because there's no fighting. There's no right fighting because he treats me like he just respects my decisions. But
I do, and I love that about her. I love that strength in her personality. And so that to me is not an issue, not anything that I ever have a problem dealing with.
I always loved that quote. What was it? Like, what is the quote about not being tamed? Like, I don't want to be tamed. Like, I want to be able to like run free with the wild horses, you know, like don't try to tame me. And you don't.
I knew that going into it.
You knew that going into it. And I think we also like allow each other, like I know you and you know me, like when we decide subconsciously or just in each scenario, who is going to be the lead in that situation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's me and sometimes it's him. And I know the things that matter more to him and I allow him to have that lead and he knows vice versa. So like, for example, what would be a situation where you would, like for safety, if there's ever like a safety question or a safety issue, like he takes the lead on that.
Deferred to me on that. I mean, not that I have the perfect answer all the time, but with a little bit more experience of that. So, and finances and other stuff, I will defer to you.
So for safety, you lead.
Correct.
That's for what,
generally, yeah. Financial.
Finances, I lead.
Yeah.
That is a good segue into number 5. So our first were communication, second intimacy, 3 scheduling, 4 compromise, and 5 financial planning. Mm-hmm. You have to be on the same page with short and long-term goals. You're spending, you're saving. This is so critical to a healthy relationship. Discussions about finances, belief on the value of a dollar. I think that, I'm a very, like, I'm a very frugal, like, financial planning person. I'm a Taurus. Like, I like to spend my money on, you know, certain things. But, like, overall, in general, I think it's, you know, I'm always worried about, okay, like, the future, retirement, planning, college, kids. Like, if there's an emergency, I'm always thinking about these things. And that, to me, is really important. And so Eddie really lets me take the lead on that. But we have those open, transparent discussions about finances. He's consistently checking everything. He's consistently managing everything. He does kind of like the legwork and I do the principal work. And it just works because we're having discussions about right. money. You cannot go on in a healthy relationship in life and not be on the same page about money. That, I mean, you hear about it. Like, that's like one of the number one reasons, you know, infidelity and financial issues are like right. the two reasons that people get divorced. Like, we are super transparent about all of our spending, all of our accounts. We link everything. We share everything. It's just super important, the financial planning part of everything. And being on the same page with parenting when it comes right. to finances, too, I think is another one.
Yeah, we have discussions about what money the kids will get, whether it's, you know, a little allowance or if they need cash for a particular event or what have you. So I think we stay on the same page with that. And we're, you know, you and I are fortunate enough that we have jobs that allow us to do that and to, you know, obviously take care of our family, take care of our kids and be able to live the way we live. And, you know, and that's a lucky part. But it's because we stay on the same page and because we communicate about it and because we make only large purchases when we each other in the same.
Yeah.
Well, we've discussed it and we talk about it and we've made the decision together and move forward on purchases together. Even surprise purchases.
I don't do surprises. Like he knows.
I know. I'm not the surprise
for anything big. Like I think like for our wedding, you bought me a car and for your retirement, I bought you a car. But like those, that was not a surprise purchase. Those were like, okay, this is coming.
We planned for those.
I don't like, even when you send me like flowers, and I appreciate the flowers, I do, but like sometimes he goes overboard with the flowers, and I'm like, listen, like I want those $200 in my bank account, like you can just pick some roses for me on this, you know, like just know, you I can know. Send me like a picture of a rose and I'll be like grateful. Yeah. But like, and you know, or like he's learned my ways, like, okay, I love receiving flowers, I love the floral deliveries at work, but there was a time where he was sending them a lot and they were very expensive, and you know, here we are, we merged our finances, like I wanted that money in the bank account, like that's the true Taurus in me. So I would be like, and he wanted to send me the flowers because he's a gift giver, that's one of his love languages. And to me, I said, okay, well, we're gonna compromise, right? One of the tenets of a healthy, happy relationship. I said, you can buy me flowers and they can be nice, but you got to go buy them, put them in a vase and deliver them to me. Like, you're not gonna order them.
That's what I've done.
You save like $100 that way.
Safeway has really good, you catch them on the right day that upon their delivery. Safeway has great
Costco
roses.
Costco has nice Costco's arrangements nice already arrangements. Done.
So there's ways to.
We have a tree in our yard that's really.
I've still accomplished what I've wanted to, but made some change. I'm not going to say I'll never send you flowers again, but I certainly don't on a regular basis.
Like, you
basis.
Sent me flowers. Yeah, you did. I know. And I appreciate that. I like,
because I like to do that for you. And that's what I like to do. But I know. I get it. I know you're not, you always wonder how much it costs. It could have been saved if we just waited till I got home and give them to you. I know. Delivery.
It's just, I'm not a, like, gift giving is not one of my love languages, but it is yours. So we compromise in that respect. Okay, so that brings me to number 6, which is?
Oh, don't try to change the other, yes.
Don't try to change each other.
And that was a big, like, that would have been difficult. Like, I can't even imagine
our life.
I can't imagine trying to change you. That was not going to be the case. But but your personality and who you were and how you were is what I fell in love with. So
that's the thing.
I think that I wouldn't have, there's nothing I would change about you, nor would I have wanted to change about you. That's, you know, that was easy. That to me was an easy part of our relationship. I mean, a lot of it was easy, but I mean, that part, I mean, there's no changing. Like I said, that your personality is what stuck out and what grabbed me from the beginning. So
I think that's why you won me over, because like I've been with so many people in the past, like, you know, my handful of relationships in the past before I, you know, met you and got married, you know, people always want to change something. And it's like, And I was guilty of it too. You know, me wanting to change somebody else, them wanting to change me. And it's like, that just was a sign that they weren't the right person for me and I wasn't the right person for them. I loved the fact that you just entirely embraced and loved and supported me for who I am.
Yeah, of course.
Not to try to change me at all. And it goes both ways. And that's important because, like you mentioned, you fell in love with me for who I was. Like, you didn't fall in love with me after I changed for you, like, right. You fell in love with me for who I was. And it's important, like, that we recognize what's valuable to the other person. So part of, like, not trying to change that person is, like, okay, I know what's important to Eddie. We both have jobs where they're, like, service jobs. We're both people of service. And he likes to, you know, donate his blood. That's like a big thing to him. He does that regularly. That's like one act of service that he likes to do. Well, I'm not going to come behind him. And if I, you know, and I'm a total, I donate blood. I'm a, you know, blood organ donor and all that. But say I wasn't, say I didn't believe in that. I can't then come in and try to change this person who that's something that they like to do and is part of who they are. You, like, acceptance is the answer to all of your problems in life. And especially in a healthy, happy relationship, like, you love that person for who they are. You might not like everything that they do. You know, I mean, I pretty much like everything you do. I don't think there's anything you don't do. I mean, I'm sure, let me think about it. Hang on. I'm sure I can find something.
I'm sure you can come up with something.
Gosh,
I don't claim
I don't
to be perfect in that
no,
way.
No, you're
but
pretty
I,
perfect.
But
I will say.
But I
think that's important too. Nobody's perfect.
No,
not looking
perfect.
For that perfect person. Like, if you want to have a healthy relationship, don't look for a perfect person, because you're not going to find it. There is no such thing. Look for the person that is perfect for you.
That's, I agree with that. I found that too.
What, you're saying I'm not perfect?
You are perfect.
Oh, gotcha. Just kidding. All right, moving on to number 7, which is
sharing everything,
starting with your past. Words. I cannot believe the people that I've met that who are like married. Like, you're sharing a home, you're sharing financial responsibility, you're sharing raising children, and you don't share your passwords. Like, that blows my mind. Like, what is that? I get the whole, like, I want to have, like, I'm my own person still, and I still do my, like, that's not, no.
I get that, but I don't see the, like, the need for that. Like, there's nothing I do in my life that you aren't a part of or shouldn't be aware of. Right. So,
That links back to transparency. I mean, I'll never understand that. And to me, that does not work for me. And that's not to say, like, I don't ask for your passwords, you don't ask for mine. But, like, if I need them or, like, whatever, you'll send it to me or I'll send it to you. It's not like we're going through each other's stuff. We don't need to. Obviously, trust is number one. And trust is, like, part of every single tenant on this list. Trust. You obviously have to have trust to have a healthy, happy relationship. But sharing everything is part of that trust. You know, everything from responsibilities, sharing the grocery shopping, the cooking, the cleaning, the childcare, sharing holidays. Like, okay, this year we're going to go with your family. Next year we're going to go with my family. Not one gets all the time. Right. So sharing everything, which means trust. And finances too. Like, I don't want to say that I don't advocate for people to get, you know, a prenup and to, you know, do all their paperwork. Like, I feel like that's probably the smartest decision. That's just not the case for us because I just didn't, you know, trust is there. And
definitely,
I didn't find that necessary for myself, but not to say it doesn't work for other people. And then number 8.
The Faith Foundation.
Having a foundation in faith, having a relationship based on faith. And that doesn't mean, you know, I'm not, you know, advocating for any certain religion, but I do believe that couples who pray together stay together, that couples who believe that there is a God or a higher power, that energy that we lean on, I like to call it God. It's God for me. And our relationship. And we pray. We pray when things are good. We pray when things are bad. We pray together. We pray for what we're grateful for. And we pray for God's will. We don't pray, God, give me this or God, give me that.
Right.
We pray gratitude. Thank you for our health, our children, our life, our, you know, everything that we're grateful for. And then we pray for God's will. Right. And that's it.
And the faith is in so many forms. And, like, we're not here to identify one particular faith, and nor would we advocate for that. I mean, that's just, but we have our beliefs, and that's those, we maintain those as ours. And I think that's the whole thing, is just to be clear that, you know, whatever you hold closest to you, whatever that higher power is to you, I think it is important in the relationships, whatever that might be.
Lean into that, because you're going to need it when the times get tough. And believe me, they have gotten tough for us. And, you know, we got through those moments based on faith. So that was number 8. And finally, the number 9 habit that we have for a healthy, happy relationship is
sense of humor.
a mother freaking humor. Laughter. Do not underestimate the power of laughter. We laugh about everything. We laugh so much. We giggle and we joke around, and everything is just not so serious all the time. I have a really serious job. He has a really serious job. Like, you can't take everything so seriously. None of us are going to make it out of this world alive. Like, we're all going to get old and die at some point. Like, if we're lucky, right?
All right. So if we're lucky, we get old.
Yeah. We just have to, like, take life for what it is. And we get to do that. Like, these are the good old days. Like, don't reminisce on, like, what you wish was, or romanticize about the past, or wish things were different for the future, or dwell in the negative of things that happen in your life. We have negative things happen in our life too, but laughter, like, trying to make the most of it, trying to, like, giggle, like, when stuff is hard, like, we have, like, things are not always easy.
No,
you know, we have a crazy household. Like, things are crazy at home sometimes, you know. Like, it's wild that we have, like, the most amazing kids, and, like, there, you know, we're an autism family, and, like, sometimes it's crazy and sometimes it's exhausting, and, like, things can get wild, but, like, we make the most of it, and it's so funny. And when you're looking at it from, like, a funny perspective and you're appreciating it, then you don't have room to, like, dwell on what's negative about, like, our circumstances, living apart, like, the stress of our jobs. Like, we try to really, like, hone in on, like, what was, you know, what made you laugh today? I love asking that question. Like, what was funny in your day? You know, share that with me. Right. Like, yes, we share the negatives too, but like,
yeah, we have to. We talk about that stuff because we, that's how we get through that stuff. But we laugh about a lot of stuff too.
Yeah.
Equally.
Equally. Equally. Don't underestimate the power of laughter. Like, I consistently joke with this guy and I love hearing him laugh and I love seeing him smile. And, you know, I'm just really grateful for this beautiful life we have. And those are our 9 habits for a healthy relationship. I hope you got value out of that. If you did, please subscribe. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, wherever you have social media. We're going to be doing more videos on YouTube, on my YouTube page. So go ahead and subscribe there so that you can get notified when we do videos. And I really hope that you got something out of this. I hope you walk away with a smile on your face. You're wonderful. You're amazing. Don't forget to get out there. Make it a great day. Choose happy. And I'll let you sign off, my dear.
Choose happy, everyone. Be well.
Be well. Bye.